Call the Senate Rules Committee to order. We have present today Senator Torgerson, Senator Duncan, Senator Taylor, and myself, the Vice Chairman, Senator Lehman. Senator Kelly is absent today, and I don't know if the rest of you know that he has been medevaced to Anchorage and is dealing with apparent heart attack. So proceeding on, the agenda items that we have today are Senate Bill 60, an advisory vote on capital punishment, Senate Bill 187, University Tuition Payment Program, House Bill 18, State Procurement. This is, I don't think this is right.
It's disability preference.
Disabilities preference. And then House Bill 20, Dog Mushing Contest, House Bill 133, extension of the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and House Bill 214, Workers' Compensation and Medical Conditions. Is there anybody here who wants to testify? Senator Taylor?
I'd move that we move for calendaring at the discretion of the chair, SB 60, SB 187.
Chairman, could we have separate motions, at least break Senate Bill 60 off?
How would you like to have them broken?
Okay, I'll break it up. Okay.
Yeah. Senate Bill 60 by itself?
SB, okay. I'll go SB 187, SB 18,
House Bill 18.
House Bill 18, House Bill 20, and House Bill 133.
Okay, so 2 through 5 is part of the motion. Is there any objection to calendar those? Hearing none, motion carries. Those be calendared at the discretion of the chairman. And so a motion on item 1?
Yes, I'd move that Senate Taylor. Bill 60 be calendared at the discretion of the chair.
Objection. Do you want to speak to your objection or?
No, I'll wait.
Okay. Go ahead and call the roll.
Senator Torgerson?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries, and Senate Bill 60 is reported from committee. That brings us to House Bill 214. Senator Taylor?
I would move that House Bill 214 be amended by adding the words in writing on page 1, line 8, after the words makes a false statement. It would then read, an employee who knowingly makes a false statement in writing as to the employee's physical condition in response to medical inquiry or in a medical examination after a conditional offer of employment may not receive benefits under this chapter, and then it goes on from there.
Okay, did everybody understand where that is? Since we don't have that in writing, we'll operate on that. It is in writing on line 8 after the word statement. Yeah, it's on the calendar today. Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, the amendment carries. And we have a motion to report.
Are you going to see that on the floor if it's on the counter?
We're going to have to do a CS very quickly.
We either do a CS or can we do it with this with a detached amendment behind it? I've seen that done before.
No, we can do it. Just get a little write-up.
I'll work something up in advance. See what you can do. Let's deal with the reporting this. Can I have a motion to report?
Oh, I so move.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, the motion carries, and the bill's reported. Anything else before us? None. We're adjourned.